Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're now going to be chatting to Theo Nkondi, the spokesperson for the Gauteng MEC for Roads and Transport. Theo, a very good afternoon to you.
Very good afternoon, sir, and good afternoon to the listeners. Thanks so much for inviting
me. No, Theo, thank you so much. We do appreciate the time. And Theo, today we're going to chat about the driving license renewal chaos, where I know with the driver's license testing centres, I've been through it myself. I know how hard it is to get a slot. So can you give us an update, firstly, what is happening? Do you still have to trek across Johannesburg, you know, to get a booking? And do they take, can you pay now? I mean, do they take online payments?
So, again, thanks for the opportunity. I think I'm taken a bit aback by the fact that we still call it a mess. I thought we had, you know, made a few, we made progress, really, in making sure that we make it easy for people to be able to, one, book a slot, but also, you know, to be attended to very quickly so that they renew their driver's licenses. As far as we are aware, through the Request a Slot campaign, which we've been running with since last year, access to a slot is no longer an issue in Gauteng. If you go to Request a Slot at gauteng.gov.za. So that shouldn't be a problem. Secondly, we've added additional capacity in that now we've got three new VLTCs in Midlands and Centurion to sort of alleviate the pressure, you know, from the many VLTCs that are almost swamped with you know, the renewal request. So I believe where we're sitting now, for someone, I mean, I've helped a couple of people as well on the phone to just, you know, make sure that they can get their stuff and book. With the issue of payment, you would remember that we had a conversation with the Road Traffic Management Corporation together with the Driving Schools Association of Gauteng, where we agreed that RTMC was ready to roll out the online payment. But we said because there were some issues that were affecting driving schools in Gauteng, let's hold off on that one. And then once we've sorted out some of the security issues that affect them, then we can roll it out. So for now, paying online is not something that you can do as things stand. But that is something that we are addressing together with the RCMP. It should be sorted out sooner than one expects.
Okay, so the payment one will be hopefully sorted out. But mybroadband.co.za on the 15th of July released an article saying driving a license renewal chaos, half of Gauteng centres have no slots. And they go into detail there where mybroadband tested Natus online booking system and found that of the 49 DLTCs listed for Gauteng, only 22 or 45% have slots available. So that's so this was on the 15th where they said that just no slots, that, you know, to find an available slot really was the other side of town, and you had no choice on availability or day. You know, you had to just take whatever you could get.
We are the first ones to come out and say that the online designated system is not where it should be.
Right.
And hence we introduced Request a Slot at gauteng.gov.za, but also we introduced the app as well, Request a Slot app, for people to be able to request their slot and book their slot. Because we are quite conscious that the Natus website crashes a lot and RTMC should answer for that. But we are saying that no one should struggle to find a slot. And that article, unfortunately, we went on a full-on publicity campaign to promote Request a Slot. I'm surprised that they don't mention the fact that Request a Slot is very efficient. I'm helping people almost every day with Request a Slot. If you send an email, send Request a Slot to requestaslot@gauteng.gov.za and follow the prompt, you should get a booking at a place that is near you. There shouldn't be any problems. And that's why I'm saying that, you know, we tried with our campaign. We still, if you look at our online social media pages, we are still punting Request a Slot as a quick solution to people who want to renew their driver's licenses.
Well, Theo, that is encouraging. Can I ask you to repeat that address again, please?
So it is request a slot at gauteng.gov.za. You can also go on the app. It's called Request a Slot. It's on Android.
Okay.
You can go there and then you send a message that says request a slot. You should get a prompt that will then give you a form that you fill in, and you should get your appointment in no time. I've seen this. We've tested this for a couple of months now. I'm really appealing to the listener to use request a slot instead of waiting for the native system. I'm not saying the native system doesn't have its uses. It does have its uses. But with regards to the renewal of driver's license cards, request a slot is really the best way to go.
Theo Nkonki, spokesperson for the Gauteng MEC for Roads and Transport, thank you so much. And thank you for a little bit of insight and for that additional information. Stay safe, and we shall hopefully be chatting to you again soon.